This is a story about photographer Patrick Judd. We'll get to the photography in a bit. First, I'm going to tell you a ghost story. Judd and I are driving together on the outskirts of Northfield, Minnesota, where he lives. He's telling me about how his photographs have a spooky, eerie feeling. I ask if he's ever had paranormal experiences himself.
Oh, yeah, I've had experiences. there's one currently going on.
He has one of those trash cans with the rounded lids that swings when you push on it. And every once in a while, when he's sitting there, it just starts to move and spin around, completely on its own.
That's happened a couple of times, so I'm sitting in the same room with it.
It's not the first experience he's had with ghosts. It doesn't freak him out too much, but it does inform his work. He shoots mostly old barns and farmhouses that are abandoned and overgrown. What's remarkable about his photography is he uses an infrared filter. That means his camera is picking up wavelengths we can't see with our human eyes. The images are black and white, and at first glance, they look completely realistic. But then, you start to realize that the lights are dark, and the darks are light. So, on a sunny day, the sky is almost black, and the clouds, grass, and trees are white. It's like he says, eerie. We drive down a dirt road and park in the driveway of an old house in front of a locked-up metal gate.
We can get out for a minute. Hopefully there aren't any old bums in here.
The driveway's overgrown with knee-high brown weeds and grass.
I shouldn't say that.
The house is in bad shape. It looks like it could crumble at any moment. Its big, empty windows are like vacant eyes staring out at the fields that surround us.
Look at these corn husks on
the ground. Corn husks everywhere. Well, the combine's been through here, I think. I think they might have done the field, and then they came here and did a little grass work.
Judd stands just a few feet off the road, facing the house. He's in his late 50s, but he could easily be younger. He's bald with a short, gray beard, and he's full of energy and ambition. I ask him about his day job.
I actually run a house cleaning service. I run Patrick's Cleaning Service.
During the week, he cleans houses and apartments. He mostly gets out to shoot on the weekends. His setup is simple, just a small digital camera. It's not even that fancy of a model. It's just been altered to shoot only in infrared. He stands there and scans the view.
The house we're looking at is basically a two-story with a small addition on the side. It's kind of got the typical haunted house roof with all the shingles falling off.
He usually spends an hour or two at a property, taking shots from all angles. Then he goes home and reviews what he's taken, making some digital adjustments to his final shots. We're pretty close to town, but it feels remote, peaceful. The house and surrounding sheds stand dark and still as the wind rustles the trees. Judd says when he sees these abandoned houses, his imagination takes over.
When I first walked up to the house here, when I approached, I wondered if someone was inside. That was my first thought. That was just kind of the gut feeling that I had. Like I say, sometimes abandoned houses play hosts to bums, but it was a different feeling. For me, I was almost hoping maybe an entity would surface. I thought it would be really cool to see an image of someone that used to live here. But at the same time, there's apprehension. Because it would be fun to capture these images on film, but it would be a little frightening if we saw them face to face.
What kind of feeling do you get? I mean, is it nervous? Like, can you describe?
Oh, you get exhilarated, and then you get nervous and a little antsy, and then you're disappointed because something didn't surface.
He's never captured any ghosts on camera. That hasn't been his goal. He's been focusing instead on the art, depicting the decaying structures and landscapes that catch his eye. Judd went to school for filmmaking, and he's into the aesthetics of film noir. That dark, moody lighting, it's not unlike the look of his photos. You see them, and you think of another time. For KFAI, I'm Brita Green.